Diana, I've got one here for you, and I like this question very much. Peter Rubinelli says, and this is highly topical, what is El Nino? He says, thank you very much for your excellent science show. I've got a question. What is El Nino and how does it affect the jet stream, if it does?
OK, well, El Nino is usually defined as having occurred when you get a high air surface pressure on top of the Pacific Ocean and the actual surface of the Pacific Ocean increases in temperature. And what happens as a result of this is you get the Humboldt current, that's the sort of nutrient-rich cold current of water, moving, and it moves away from the coast of South America. So that takes away all the nice, happy fish, and it means that all the fishermen in South America lose a lot of their stock. And it also causes quite heavy rain and flooding in the southern part of America. And conversely, you get drought and sometimes even bushfires on the sort of eastern side, so where Australia is, of the Pacific. And this kind of thing can happen roughly every 5 years on average. But as for the jet stream, we don't really sort of know for sure, but it looks like El Nino can pull the polar jet stream slightly further south, which means that North America can suffer maybe more rainfall, maybe a bit more snow, colder winters. But we don't really know if it actually affects Europe, possibly.
OK, Dave.
Oh, I guess also that essentially you're changing the temperature of a great big area of huge area of the Pacific Ocean, which will affect which area you're heating the air up above. So it'll change the kind of global circulation of air currents slightly, which have all these knock-on effects.
Exactly. It's a huge system and hugely complex system as well. And some people have even recorded maybe more droughts occurring in Africa during El Nino event, which is, you know, it's the other side of the world.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Diane.